Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time for the celebrity trash. Right after caller number 9, instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie. Oh, boy, that is delicious. My way. Lionel Richie's performing at the Frost Amphitheater in Palo Alto on August 24th. The tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. And if you're calling number 9, you get to talk to Hooman, and he's going to throw you a pair of tickets.
Hooman!
Hooman!
Hooman! Hooman June.
Thank you. Big movie review coming up today, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I love Corey Rosen.
Good doing... Boys and Blinded by the Light.
I really want to hear about Good Boys.
Oh, nice.
That's the Seth Rogen...
Yeah.
Produced
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blinded by the Light is like a
Bruce Springsteen
adjacent story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks good as well.
Yeah. All right. So Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Rebel, R-E-B-B-L, soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages.
I requested some product samples.
Fantastic, you think.
How do they taste?
Oh, they I requested them. They have not arrived.
Ah.
They're really good. I've had them.
Oh, yeah? Rebel? Yeah, you've had that?
They have this coffee drink that I used to
Hopefully, I'm hoping for tomorrow. We'll see.
The coffee drink sounds like just what the morning show needs. Perk us all right the F up. I like it.
You know what, Sarah? Can we say a happy birthday to our friends Eddie and Ellie Hahn? Their daughter's birthday is today. They're driving to Disneyland right now and listening to us.
Oh, what
Her name is Nikki, I believe, and she's going to be 14.
Oh. Nikki!
Happy birthday and have so much fun at Disneyland.
Right.
Man, that's good stuff.
And Ellie and Eddie, you guys are amazing.
Yeah, and thank you. Raising your kid the right way.
Yeah. Good,
I mean,
good parenting.
Excellent parenting.
Yeah, there's like a couple I would consider doing a double date with.
Oh.
You know, me and my husband and those two. They're just such nice people.
Huh.
And interesting, too.
Huh. Where would you go on this double date?
Somewhere to eat and drink.
Are they thirsty enough to keep up with you?
I'm sure Ellie is.
Oh.
All right. Sometimes it's best if everyone doesn't keep up. It's going to be some people who are.
Wow, but well, don't I usually
Eddie,
want
Eddie
someone.
Could keep cool, and John will keep cool. Me and Ellie could just go up.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. So, Vinny, 1969, a big year.
I was born that year, yeah. That's my year.
That is your year.
It's my number, too.
You were a little baby. Now your number's 43.
I still like a good 69.
Sure. Solid number. I'm sure all the kids that were born in 90 kids, all the old men who were born in 1969 feel the same
69.
Way.
69, man. Of course I was born that year.
So 50 years ago today, Woodstock Music and Art Fair opened.
Oh.
This was three groovy days at Yasgur's Farm in Bethel, New York. About 400,000 people went to the show.
Man,
which
that's
was
huge.
More than they even thought were going to be. That's a ton of people.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Well, what's weird is if you see, and I haven't even watched all the different documentaries, but if you see some of the shots from the stage, it's a normal or even smallish looking stage when compared to the what looks to be miles of people.
Right.
Away from the stage.
Right.
Like, I don't know that they had the sound system to really cover that much ground.
Right.
They couldn't have.
It seems impossible. I mean, it really does seem like a little dinky rig in the middle of a sea of people. Just as a contrast, for 400,000 people to show up at this festival, and granted, it's a three-day thing, and I don't know if they were all there at once or whatever. But just a couple years before that, in 1965, the Beatles played at Shea Stadium. And the number of people that showed up was 56,000, which was, at the time, the largest single crowd to attend a rock and roll show.
No.
4 years earlier.
Okay.
On this same day in history. So the Woodstock thing happened. Some of the things that were awesome is Jimi Hendrix, Santana, Sly and the Family Stone, The Who, The Grateful Dead. Janis Joplin, Joe Cocker, Mountain, Canned Heat, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Jefferson Airplane, and two babies were born.
Oh.
At Woodstock, some of the bad things.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, didn't they say stay away from the brown?
Oh.
The brown LSD or the brown acid or
something.
There were some bad drugs that went around. And there was rampant drug use at this thing. Heavy rains, not enough food.
All the mud there, yeah.
Yeah.
Going back, so two people had died, I read.
Yep, three deaths.
Oh, three deaths.
And four miscarriages.
Oh, no.
For God's sake.
How awful.
I know. So not enough food, barely any sanitation. Yeah. 3 days of that had to be delightful. And so in celebration of the Woodstock Festival that happened 50 years ago, and they did try to recreate it, and they just, that is the bet about a week and a half ago, finally, even though it should have like 3 months ago. Billboard made a list of what they considered to be the 100 greatest songs of 1969. And so I have a few of them here, and we'll count upward. Do you want to take a guess? Like, what was the best song of 1969?
That's before my time.
Yeah, I don't
like a Jimi
I don't know
Hendrix
how to put it into
something?
I was born that year, so I don't know how I'd put it into.
You know what? There's no Hendrix song in the top 20.
Is there a Janis Joplin song?
Look. No.
So Zeppelin was up and running by then, right?
Zeppelin has the number 11 song.
Which what is it?
It's Whole Lotta Love.
Oh, okay. I love that song.
So I guess it had to come out that year. Gonna give it my love. I love this tune. We do this song with the guy from Faith No More. He loves playing the drums to Zeppelin songs. Oh, that
guy. Where is that guy
baby.
Now?
At his
Did
house.
They move away?
No, they're around.
I never hear you talk about him anymore.
He was just at my wig party, whenever that was, last
like
year.
Like 3 years ago?
No, that was like my birthday last year.
Sometime, yeah.
Oh.
He was so funny because he's got this huge head of dreads. Like, there's no way you can fit those up under
to the
a wig.
Floor almost,
yeah,
right?
They're huge, humongous. So he, instead of putting on a wig, he just wrapped lights in them. He had like a whole little light show going on in there.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Oh, yeah, you saw him.
Yes.
69. I'm trying to think, is something like Jethro Tull on there?
I don't see any Jethro Tull.
What about, the Beach Boys?
Well, you would know, right?
How about the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones.
There's a Stones song on here.
Gotta be in
fourth place. Gimme Shelter, which is a great song. Gimme Shelter.
Oh, Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, sorry.
Whoa, not in the 100?
You know what's crazy? There's actually just a lot of oldies on here. Because even Elvis Presley makes the list in one spot.
Oh, wow.
Because think about that was the summer of 69. That's the famous summer here in San Francisco.
Yep.
When all that crap went down.
I just wonder if, and it's also possible they're further down the list. I really only have the top 20 in
front of me. All right, read them to us.
I'm looking at tickets for the Woodstock right now. Do you know how much they were for each day?
Yeah, I did.
$350.
$6.
Oh, geez.
But was there something like you could buy in advance and they would cost like, I don't know, $16 or $24, something like that?
Oh, for all 3 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a 3-day ticket for $18.
Or you just show up because there were no gates.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about. No,
they didn't.
What I'm saying.
I don't think they had the expectation
that 400,000
people. The
show went from it was like rolling hills of people.
Wow.
That must have been an ass show. At number 20, so I was like, I don't even think I know this particular band.
Okay.
Spiral Staircase.
Never heard of them.
Oh, I know this song. Me stand in time with you. I love you. Yeah, that one. Today.
You know why I know this?
Yesterday.
It's from some movie.
Oh,
funny.
Yep.
That's a song in a movie for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny. You're right, though. I totally recognize it.
Yeah.
Bryn goes, you'll know it. Spiral Staircase. Is this their only hit?
I mean, look.
That's all right.
Oh, man.
Jimmy Cliff made the top 20.
Jimmy Cliff in at 19.
At number 19.
Who's Jimmy Cliff?
Reggae guy.
Oh. Let's hear it.
Many Rivers to Cross.
Yeah. Wow.
It's very nostalgic for you, huh, Vin?
I love Jimmy Cliff.
It's very passionate.
Isn't that voice?
Pretty.
At number 18 is a Simon and Garfunkel song. That makes sense. It's The Boxer, just kind of a mellow tune. Na 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 la 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 la.
Oh, I love this song.
the Nina Simone song, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Mm. They've got that at number 17. These are the 20 best songs of 1969 that Billboard decided.
I'm sorry, did you say Nina Simone?
Yeah.
Where is she?
That's her,
sure.
I guess.
I heard her earlier when I was pulling it.
That's not her?
There she is.
Oh, there you go. I don't know if I've ever heard this song.
I didn't know she was old enough to have a hit in 69. I must... Who am I thinking of? Nina? I'm thinking of something else.
That sounds like a dude.
It is a dude. Oh. It's a whole chorus.
Oh. I'll credit her with the song. The Fifth Dimension. I love this tune. Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine.
Oh, yeah.
The sun shining. Listen to that bass. That guy's jamming. That's nice. That's a jam right there.
Yeah.
Shining.
Boy, you're not kidding. The bass player's outshining them all.
He's going crazy. Yeah. That's awesome. I love this tune, the Isley Brothers. It's your thing. Yeah. There's a couple funny ones coming up. First, Glenn Campbell, Galveston. I wonder if we'll know this one. This is, they got this at number 14 for the top songs of 1969, the year of Woodstock.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
I don't either. Oh, thank God she was of age. So many times no one was of age in these songs.
Right.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Who is this singing?
It's Glenn Campbell.
Oh.
At number 13, I loved this song. I was like a three-year-old in 1969. And, man, we used to sing this song all the time. It's the Archies. Sugar, sugar. Sugar, sugar. Oh, my God. I loved this tune.
Yeah. My candy girl.
Elvis Presley comes in at number 12 with Suspicious Minds. We can't go on together. We heard the Zeppelin tune, Whole Lotta Love, at number 11. This is Abbey Road Medley is the number 10 song from the beat. That's not it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just revisiting.
Yeah,
I get it.
Okay.
I see. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's a medley of a bunch of songs. This is just one of them.
Huh. All right. I'm running out of time. I'm going to zip through a few of these. Bobby Gentry, Fancy, was the number 9 pick from Billboard.
What's this chick's name?
Bobby Gentry.
I don't know her.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Don't let me down.
Never heard it, though. Have you?
Yeah. I've heard it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Wow, she's really pretty. This Bobby Gentry woman. Pretty girl.
At number 8 is Tommy James and the Shondells, Crimson and Clover. I love this tune.
I'll take the Joan Jett version.
At number 7 is one of my all-time favorites. This is not one of my favorite songs of hers, but they picked it from Billboard. So, Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now, at number 7. Oh my God, you're a brat.
That's not me.
I'm bratting Brim.
Oh, I was going to say.
At number 6 is CCR. I ain't no fortunate son.
Oh, yes.
I know. Great tune.
It ain't me. So good.
I know. It ain't me. At number 5 is Isaac Hayes, Walk On By.
No.
I don't know if I know this one. Do you?
I actually thought it was a different song.
Like,
that was a little bit faster.
By?
Yeah, I guess I thought it was that one.
We already did the Stones, Gimme Shelter, at number 4. Coming in at number 3 is Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Sweet Blue Judy Blue Eyes.
What?
This is a great song.
I love this group.
That's a good song. That's great. down low.
Mm. Yeah, I'm lonely.
You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Number two is a great song. Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People.
Mm. Everyday People.
And according to Billboard, here on the 50th anniversary of Woodstock in 1969, the Summer of Love, the number one song from 1969 was The Zombies' Time of the Season.
Oh.
Of the season. There you go. Old people, enjoy. Young people, there's some history for you.
Well, that was fun.
Take it to me, murder. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Stressful life moments and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:37. Coming up on the Sarah and Vinny show today, our dear friend Greg Baldwin is coming by at about 8 o'clock. He's performing at the San Jose Improv tonight, mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. We connect with him. And at 9:15, we peek for the week when Hooman and Corey Rosen review Blinded by the Light and Good Boys.
Correct. I'm very excited. Hey, can I mention the stair climb or you want to mention it later?
No, go ahead.
Hey, everyone. I just want to say sincere, genuine, heartfelt from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everyone that's donated. We are in second place,
and
we are $900 away from first place.
Oh, we got to get that. Come on, let's kill that.
A really, really special thank you to Keith Turner. He donated $911 yesterday.
Holy cow.
We know Keith.
Yeah, he comes to a lot of our secret shows.
9/11, a significant number.
Yeah.
So I'm going to repost the link on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, but...
Do it on Instagram, too. That makes it, you know, pop up and remind people. You know, first responders, they're the, when you are at your lowest point, that's who comes and helps you. They see the worst, and they suffer mental health problems because of it. And so this is a fund that helps first responders with PTSD. It's not an easy thing that Hooman is doing, climbing 1,700 stairs in the Salesforce Tower. That is no small feat. So thanks for doing that, Hooman. Thanks for putting that kind of effort in, you and your whole Alice team.
That's right, including your sister.
Yes, my sister-in-law, it's true. So make a donation today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience Planet Home this September 13th to the 15th. Featuring live music, immersive and interactive exhibits. Visit planethome.eco for info and tickets.
All right.
That's ECO.
PlanetHome.eco. That little dot whatever.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, there was a... Remember, they released a bunch of them.
Right.
And I thought, well, even .net seems like second rate.
But there's just hardly any .coms left.
Right, but these are specific to the genre of business you're in. So that it makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, they're saying for the planet with a purpose, the ECO domain.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay, so Outside Lands just passed, and they say here that over the weekend, Outside Lands, in their Lost and Found, they have 309 unclaimed IDs and cards.
Oh.
Plus an additional 73 wallets and purses.
Oh, man.
Wow. So these things got turned in and no one's claimed them yet.
Mm-hmm.
How long are they going to keep
them? They have a grand total of 650 unclaimed items that include lost keys.
Oh, boy.
Lost phones.
Oh, geez.
Vape pens.
Oh. You're going to go and claim yours?
A calculator.
Oh, I wanted a calculator.
I need to know what the square footage of this area is.
Anyway, apparently you still can go get these items. So go to the Outside Lands website, and there's a lost and found database, apparently, for missing items.
I was going to say, do they have them spread out somewhere on a table where you can... How are they finding these things?
I don't know, but if you lose your ID, that's a big deal, I think.
It is. Pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yes.
At the very least.
Uh-huh. Today is National Relaxation Day.
Oh, well.
All right.
Be sure to do some of that today.
Mm-hmm. If you want some suggestions, eat a banana. They say potassium helps regulate your blood pressure.
It is relaxing.
Give yourself a hand massage. There's a quick, easy way to relax by releasing endorphins.
Oh, give yourself a hand massage.
Well, I mean, if you can talk someone into it, but you don't get hashtag me too'd.
Yeah.
You know.
It's nice when you go, sometimes you get your nails done and they give you this hand massage and it feels so, like, so surprisingly good. Mm-hmm. They just work out each finger. It feels so good. I'm doing it to myself right now.
Oh. What?
I'm giving myself a little hand massage, a little finger massage. No. On my hands, fool.
Boo.
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 Oh, I love this song.
Me too.
No, you don't. It's a good one. Mow your lawn. Fresh cut grass will help you relax. There's a specific chemical in it that makes us feel happy and relaxed. That's
why
everyone loves the smell of fresh cut grass.
Oh, boy. That sounds like the Johnny Pod from Monday.
Maybe not today with all the heat.
I know. Don't do it today. Don't go outside today. Relax in front of a fan with a spray bottle of water.
Right.
Avoid screens before bed. Here is some suggestions on National Relaxation Day. Avoid screens before bed. Artificial light blocks the production of melatonin. Mm. And also listen to music. It relaxes you by slowing down your heart rate, lowering your blood pressure, and blocking stress hormones.
This segment is just making me relax a little bit.
Good.
Feeling relaxed.
That's what I was hoping for.
A little hand massage here.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. I love those. Oh. Fast fact. Fact.
Aaron Burr.
Yes.
Raised $2 million in 1799 to start a company to provide clean water to New York City.
Oh.
Instead, he used almost all of the money to start a bank instead.
Oh.
A cholera epidemic broke out because the water in the city was filled with raw sewage.
Oh.
But the bank he started eventually became J.P. Morgan Chase.
I knew it.
That is a great fast fact.
Chase.
Aaron Burr.
He shot Hamilton.
I was going to say, he's partly responsible for ripping me off last year.
Will you stop it?
Say it.
He's partly responsible for ripping me off last year, Aaron Burr.
Oh, that's funny.
Why is that
funny?
Are
you Aaron Burr, sir? Who's asking? Oh, sure, sir.
You know he was the third vice president of the United States?
No, I didn't
know
that.
Don't start with Aaron Burr crap. I mean, I know I started it, but seriously, I forgot, and now I just remembered. Oh, yeah. That guy ripped me off. The Jetsons came out 57 years ago in 1962, and it was set in 2062, which is 43 years from now. In other words, we're closer to the future it predicted than the year it came out.
Wow.
Are we going to be in flying saucers?
No, but it would be great. I freaking love the Jetsons. I just loved that. That started my whole love of sci-fi, I think. The Jetsons.
What was the name of the dog?
Astro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Speaking of space.
What was the name of the robot lady that worked for
Rosie.
Them?
Rosie.
Tron was not nominated for a special effects Oscar in 1983 because...
Why?
The Academy thought using computers to make effects was... cheating.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Is
well, now it is. Of course it is.
Oh, my.
That's very
God.
Funny. It's a good fast fact.
I got to see cheating. What was nominated that year.
83. On men's dress shirts, the buttons are on the right and the holes are on the left. On women's dress shirts, it's the opposite.
Yeah, why? I always thought that was strange.
They say, why?
Yeah.
They say it was to help chambermaids who dressed rich people so they knew which shirts... went to which person.
Oh, how interesting. Oh. Hmm. It's funny, too, because women's shirts always have the button on the left, I'm much more dexterous. If I put on a men's shirt, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird difference.
Yeah.
Well, quit putting their shirts on.
Why?
They're so comfortable.
Because you're wearing my shirts.
So you want
my shirts up.
You want to know what won in 1983 for visual effects?
Yes.
I don't know. Have the other nominations. E.T.
Oh. All right.
They didn't use any computer stuff?
Well, they must have.
That's
what I'm saying. Right?
I think they just put that little kid on a bike on a fishing hook and then swung him across.
Swung him across. All the kids in a row across right. the moon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Are these the 10 most stressful life moments?
All right.
I looked at the list and went, in the last 2 years, I've done 5 of them.
Oh. So one of them has to be getting married. Another
getting
one's
married's on the list.
A baby.
Oh, moving.
Having a
right.
child's on the list. Moving's on the list. So here's
having
here
your
they
fence
are.
Fall down and your HOA oh, that, crawling
man,
up your ass.
That was stressful.
Yeah.
That was really.
I know. You were grinding on it.
Oh, man. It was killing me. Mm. And then finally that night where I was like, okay, I've got to go to the meeting and deal with this. The Mrs. My wife, sorry, was gone and I had to go do it myself. And she's like, oh, sorry. Well, good luck. I'm like, ah.
You know, the Mrs. works now.
What do you mean? Oh, right. I can do
you
that.
You can just say the
oh,
Mrs.
Oh, good.
Right.
Well, it worked the whole time.
Yeah, I like
no,
it. It's cute.
You weren't married to her.
People it's with fine. Your pickiness.
But now you are. The Mrs. totally
is there
fits.
Anything about a traffic accident on there?
Oh. Mm. Yeah, what does the list say?
Doing your taxes.
Yeah, I hate that. Mm. Ugh.
I've done it. Meeting your significant other's parents for the first time.
Yeah, that's pretty stressful.
Interviewing for a job.
Yeah.
Having a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very having stressful. Your phone die when you're lost.
Oh, that's oh my God, I'm so stressed out. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
You
know what's weird? Our neighbors were telling us that their kid is one of those people who forgets to charge his phone all the time, mm-hmm. who's always finds himself without a phone. And he was in, I think he was in Boston. And his phone died. And he was like, hi, could I borrow your phone? I have to make a phone call. And no one would let him do it.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, they think he's going to run.
Right. Well, right. I don't know what they thought.
Oh, my God.
But,
that's what they
but
thought.
But he's, you know, I was shocked to think that not one, the guy like asked 20 people and finally gave up. No one's going to let me use their phone. I personally, would I have? I might have said something like, if I had time, if I was busy in a rush.
Right.
No, I don't got time for you to use my phone. Mm-hmm. Charge your phone, fool.
Right. Couldn't he run into like a Starbucks or something? Or maybe he needs a... Well, I thought they had chargers and stuff.
Usually. I don't know. I'm just saying, isn't that interesting? If you
it
don't
is.
Have your phone and you need to borrow it. But I was thinking, yeah, I guess if I was free, I would dial it and put it on speaker and go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Do your call.
Yes, I'm holding on to this,
right.
though. This is my phone.
Right.
Right.
But if I'm in a rush, nah, man. Yeah. Sorry.
I bet you in the Midwest, the first person he asked would have let him.
Right.
I wonder if Boston people are just like, no, man, I'm not doing that. Yeah. Bye. See ya. I'm busy.
You'd have to go to a place of business and ask to use their
right.
landline, possibly.
Right.
Here's $5. Let me make this call.
Please. My phone's dead.
Or can I charge my phone? Go to find a T-Mobile.
Right.
And charge
Please
your phone
Please let me charge up.
The top 5 most stressful life moments, according to this list, starting a new job, getting married, planning a wedding.
Mm.
I guess I can't really include that on the list. I didn't do much of that. I mean, I was there, but...
You had to do some stuff.
Yeah, you had to
definitely.
Go taste
you seemed
stuff,
to be
right?
stressed about it.
I was. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, it's happening all around you.
It's been
you.
A rough year. An infant and a wedding.
Turned 50.
And a fence.
Yeah.
And turning 50.
Oh, boy.
Sheesh. Moving to a new home and losing your job is the number one most stressful life moment.
Yeah, that does seem like it would suck.
Well, you've lost your job before in your
life.
Yeah,
but it's been a while since I lost my job. I need to not lose this job.
You hear about Cisco today?
Yeah, they let go a bunch of people, like 500
people.
I'm like,
Jason Cisco, what happened to him?
He let a bunch of people go.
Cisco just announced layoffs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 500. In South Bay, Milpitas.
Mm-hmm. And they're not giving a reason why.
I think I know someone that works at Cisco. I better check with her.
Yeah.
Ooh. Crunch.
Fingers crossed.
Right. Yeah, that's too bad. Let's see. Oh.
Yeah.
What is it?
A woman was left with agonizing woman area burns after a steaming procedure. You know, the one that Goop recommends?
They say that that can totally burn you.
A Canadian woman who tried out the controversial steaming procedure, once favored by Goop guru Gwyneth Paltrow, was left with second-degree burns on her woman area.
Oh, that's awful.
The case was reported in the Journal of Obstetrics and
Gynecological.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, they say here that even though that this steaming procedure has long been used in some Asian and African cultures, doctors have said this is a risky procedure. The 62-year-old woman's traditional Chinese doctor advised her to mix an herbal medicine blend in a pan of boiling water and sit over it for 20 minutes. The woman told her doctors. The woman told her doctors she did this twice. You know what's weird about that is I also think that something needs to hurt or taste bad to be working. And I also will overdo stuff. If it says a pea-sized amount, I'm like, well, then a giant quarter-sized amount will be that much better, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you do that?
Well, I take three Advils and
there you go.
Just take one. But I need to knock that down.
And you take three before you go drinking and three after you go drinking.
And sometimes three during drinking.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, oh, just in case.
You do?
A little party Advil. Yep. Helps with a hangover. It does help, too. It's great. Tons of water. Got to do the water method.
And all that Advil?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Aye, aye, aye.
I don't need your emails and your texts, please. Just leave me alone.
How bad it is for your stomach.
Yeah, let me just do my thing.
Woman area steaming usually involves squatting over a pot of steam-infused herbs. They say that it reduces prolapse.
Oh.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah. Does that happen?
Apparently.
Does that happen to you?
If it reduces prolapse.
Isn't that when it turns inside out?
Yeah, that's when it hangs out.
I
thought that happened to your butt, not to your...
Well, that's what I'm asking you, so it's never happened to you.
No, I wouldn't know.
Is that the reason you always want to wear underwear, so it can't
so
get
it doesn't
away?
Fall out? Yeah.
Right.
Yes, Vinny, that is why I wear underwear.
We're afraid to look it up.
Don't look it up.
It also relieves cramps, and they say that it has other vague cleansing benefits.
Yeah,
anyway,
this lady
got second-degree burns, so seriously, don't.
Yeah, don't do it. Or if you're going to do it, put a little space between you and the steam. Like maybe she actually sat on the pot.
And maybe the one time rather than twice for 20 minutes.
Right.
Follow the guys anyway.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Text us all the time.
Yeah, please.
Whenever you want.
Anytime.
Right.
Not when you're driving, though.
What?
Not when you're driving.
Oh. That was Nina Simone's voice. She has a deep voice.
Oh. Well,
that's totally Nina Simone. She has a deep voice, though she also has quite a range.
Wow. That's funny. Did sound like a guy. We all thought it was a guy. I was like, why are they giving her credit for the song?
I thought this was her.
Right.
All right.
All right.
That is quite the range.
1967 was the Summer of Love, not 1969.
That's
right?
What I thought, because I always figured it was the year I was born in 67.
You know what? As soon as I read that, I went... I'm thinking of the Bryan Adams song.
Oh,
Summer 69. Yeah, I would have said Summer 69 was Summer Love, but okay.
So,
this is the year you were born, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm seriously, I think I was thinking that, whatever.
Yeah, you were close, Ben.
Where can we find this top 50 song list of 69? Love you guys.
Brynn is going to post it. Do
it's
you
up.
Post it?
Yeah, at the Sarah Vinny Facebook
perfect.
Page.
Actually, Hooman was freaking out over it. He's going to make a whole playlist of it.
And
there were some great songs
really
on there. A lot
good.
Of soul. It was really good.
I don't know Jimmy Cliff, and I'm going to start listening to him.
Oh, you'll like it.
All 100 songs are up there.
Man.
Nice.
Facebook. Yeah, get the cool. Jimmy Cliff record like his best of. You'll love it.
I can't wait.
He's good. And if you like him, then try Peter Tosh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
also
damn.
Legalize it. Sorry, Peter, it is legal now.
Old reggae.
Poor guy.
What's coming up in the
trash? You would have advertised it.
The trash, Sarah.
Well, no trash. It's going to be Greg Baldwin. So he's going to sit in with us. We'll squeeze in a few stories, hopefully. But we are looking forward to reconnecting with our friend Greg.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.